Is Zoran Mamdani about to crash the New York City housing market? And are we about to see another massive exodus from New York City with the new mayor who's about to be elected? Home values in New York City, folks, they've actually already crashed the last 3 years. In this video, I'm going to show you whether New York's housing market is a buy or is a sell. But in the short term, here's what you got to know. Mamdani looks like he's going to get elected this week, and Realtor.com is already reporting that wealthy New Yorkers are preparing for a mayor election exodus, sparking luxury bidding wars in affluent suburbs. In this article from Realtor.com, they're talking about how people are already leaving New York City. Wealthy buyers are already leaving New York City, going to northern suburbs like Westchester. We have other articles talking about how New Yorkers are now fleeing to Florida as well due to the new potential mayor, Zoran Mamdani, who some call a socialist. Now, this is really interesting because New York City had its biggest exodus ever during the pandemic. In 2021, over 300,000 people left New York City and its housing market crashed. Could we be on the precipice of something similar happening again? Well, one of the data points that you guys got to understand, if you're a home buyer or a renter in New York City, or somebody who's just interested in New York City real estate, is that today's New York City housing market is actually the most affordable that it's been in decades. And I know that sounds crazy, but I want to show you guys some of this data here on the New York City housing market, particularly a data point on Reventure app called the rent to income ratio. The typical home value in Manhattan of condos and co-ops and townhomes is 1.2 million. That's 19 times the annual rent in Manhattan. And what you can see is this home value to rent ratio is now near its lowest level on record. Literally, home prices, condo prices in New York City, Manhattan have not been this cheap in decades relative to rent. And the whole reason that's the case is because home values in Manhattan haven't really grown the last 10 years. They're flat the last 10 years. They're down over the last 3 years. Meanwhile, the rental rates in Manhattan continue to go up through the roof. The typical rent is now over $4,100 a month in Manhattan. So those higher rents and those stagnating home prices are making Manhattan actually a buyer's market today. So ReVenture actually has Manhattan and New York City ranked as one of the most undervalued housing markets in America right now. But of course, could that change with Mamdani getting elected? And it does look like he is going to get elected. For those of you that aren't paying attention, he won the Democratic primary in June, and Polymarket has his odds of winning the election tomorrow on November 4th at about 90 to 95%. So he looks like a basic shoe-in to win the election. It might not happen for sure. There's still a 9% chance that he's not going to win, but the betting market seem to think he's going to win. And what are Mamdani's policies, everyone? What are his policies? Well, it's several policies related around housing in particular. One housing policy that he has is he wants to freeze the rent. He wants to freeze the rent for rent-stabilized units in New York City. So a certain percentage of New York City's apartments are rent-stabilized. He says we should freeze the rent for rent-stabilized buildings. A lot of apartment investors and developers don't like Mamdani because of this. You freeze the rent, but the expenses go up. A lot of investors are going to want to sell. Maybe that's what they actually want, is to get these investors to sell. He also wants to build affordable housing. He also wants to crack down on landlords who don't take care of their units. Additionally, probably the biggest thing, though, that could cause the exodus is paying for the agenda. So there's certain items on Mamdani's agenda related to kind of public-owned grocery stores and free childcare. The way he wants to pay for it is taxing corporations in the 1%. And he wants to tax the wealthiest 1% of New Yorkers, those earning above $1 million, a 2% flat tax. So New York City residents already pay roughly a 3% income tax on top of the New York State income tax, on top of the federal income tax. Mamdani wants to increase that by another 2% for those making over $1 million, which is where we get these news stories now of New Yorkers, wealthy New Yorkers fleeing to Florida. This AOL article is saying because of Mamdani's potential election. This article is saying that, they're quoting a Fox News reporter who's saying that There are families, empty nesters, looking to buy a home like this and gain residency in a place like Florida. Some New Yorkers are taking a closer look because of no state income tax, especially as potential tax hikes loom. Probably the bigger migration, though, if we see it, though, is going to be just outside of New York City, more in areas like Westchester County or Bergen County, New Jersey. These would be areas I think it's more likely we see some wealthy residents move to. This Realtor.com article quotes some realtors talking about how pending home sales in Westchester to the county north of Manhattan are already up 15% compared to the same period last year. So Westchester, just to the north of New York City, already seeing a big uptick in demand. Maybe it's due to the Mom Donnie effect, the exodus. Here's a picture of a house in Chappaqua, New York, in Westchester, which sold for $175,000 over list price. So there's still bidding wars in the New York City suburbs. In fact, you know, that hasn't stopped. There's continued to be bidding wars in the New York City suburbs over the last 3 or 4 years. Maybe there's going to be more into the future. There was also another quote here talking about how the showings are way up as well. And, you know, I think some people maybe in Florida especially are hoping, Florida and Texas, I see some realtors down there hoping that Mom Donnie getting elected is going to lead to more New Yorkers leaving New York City, going to Florida and Texas, maybe going to Tennessee. Are we going to see that happen? Well, folks, here's some stats. Roughly 1 out of 24 New Yorkers is a millionaire. So New York, there's around, I think, 9 million population in New York City. 1 out of 24 is a millionaire. Roughly 350,000 millionaires in New York City. And they would be the ones exposed to this tax hike, the 2% tax hike. So 4% of New York City's population is exposed to the tax hike. What percent of them are going to leave? Well, maybe, let's just say 5 to 10% of them leave. That would be roughly 0.2 to 0.4% of New York City's population leaving. You can see when you do the math, I think it's unlikely that we see a massive exodus. Like, certainly not on the scale of COVID. The COVID exodus from New York is going to go down in the history books as one of the single biggest exoduses of any city ever. And I actually kind of want to show that to you guys so you understand just how big that exodus was from Manhattan and New York City during the pandemic. Because there's some people hoping we're going to see the same thing this time around. But like, I just want to show you guys how big that was. So we have a data point here on Reventure App, everyone. And that's the program I'm using in this video. I'm using Reventure App to show you guys data on the New York housing market. We're going to talk about New York City, Westchester. We're also going to zoom out, talk about some other parts of America like Florida, where potentially some people from New York could go. But let's just zoom in, everyone. Look at Manhattan, New York County, and look at domestic migration. In 2024, Manhattan lost 5,000 people, Americans, due to domestic outbound migration. Now, you can see that's actually a pretty good performance for Manhattan. Normally, it loses 15 to 20,000 people a year. And during the pandemic, Manhattan lost 100,000 people due to outbound migration during the pandemic. That was the pandemic COVID exodus. Look at that, everyone. Boom. Manhattan in 1 year lost 6% of its population. Then actually in 2022, Manhattan gained. And in 2023, Manhattan gained 8,000 people, which is a record going back 35 years. So the exodus out of Manhattan has largely ended, everyone. That was something that was really a 2020, 2021 thing that's been over now for a couple years. Could we see this domestic migration go from minus 5,000 maybe to minus 15,000 due to Mom Donnie getting elected? Sure, maybe, but I don't think we're going to see anything like we saw during the pandemic here, this big jump in migration. You can also see if we look at Brooklyn. Brooklyn lost 100,000 people during the pandemic. It lost 29,000 people in 2024. Brooklyn doesn't have as many millionaires as Manhattan. So I think probably like Queens and Brooklyn will be more insulated from an exodus. We might see some people leave New York. But what's interesting, everyone, is if we look at the data, according to Bloomberg, we're not seeing a slowdown in New York's housing market, Manhattan's housing market. Manhattan home sales jumped to a two-year high in September. According to Bloomberg, they're reporting that in the third quarter, condo and co-op sales were up 13% from a year earlier. So, you know, at least in anticipation of this mayoral election with Mom Donnie, people were still buying condos and co-ops in September. There was no slowdown. There was actually an increase in buying in September. particularly in the luxury market. They say here Manhattan's real estate market is getting a boost from the stock boom as last year's rich Wall Street bonuses come through. With that added wealth, many buyers can afford to sidestep high borrowing costs and pay cash. About two-thirds of the quarter's purchases were made without financing. Douglas Elliman said, Miller Samuel Inc. said, more than 90% of deals above $3 million were in cash. So this is one important thing to understand about New York's housing market, is that it's a cash housing market, particularly in Manhattan. Two-thirds of the sales in Manhattan are cash. So the typical buyers in Manhattan and New York are not, you know, your typical buyers in other parts of America. They typically are millionaires. They typically have money, and they're paying in cash. So charging them an extra 2% tax increase is probably not going to cause them to flee and to leave. And one thing I actually just want to be clear about, everyone, is that while ReVenture thinks that New York's housing market is undervalued, you know, the data, I'm going to show you more of it, says that New York's real estate is the most undervalued it's been in 2 to 3 decades. That's a buy signal, actually, contrary to what the headlines are saying. We're issuing a buy signal on New York's housing market due to the undervaluation. We want to be clear, it's not affordable by any means to buy in Manhattan. I mean, prices are still insane. The typical condo co-op costs $1.2 million. In Manhattan, cost $900,000 in Brooklyn and Kings County. And so that's a price that just doesn't really work if you're buying with a mortgage. If you buy with a mortgage and you pay those HOA fees, which are really high in New York City as well, you're going to be paying $7,000, $8,000 a month, right? So it is still expensive, very expensive to buy in New York City. It's just really much cheaper than it's been historically to buy there. And let's take a look actually right now at just some listings. Like, what's on the market right now? If you were to go into Manhattan and you were to go on Zillow and you were to look at the different condos and co-ops, like, what's out there right now? Let's just pick a random one. One bed, one bath, $775,000. This is on East 45th Street. Interesting that the first picture is the balcony. That typically means, folks, if the first picture is the balcony, I think that typically means the unit's small. You can tell that's a small kitchen. Actually, it does have a little private island where you can sit and have breakfast. And that looks like a small bedroom. You got a fitness center in the building. Oh boy, you don't have washer dryer in unit though. This is a big thing about New York City. You could spend $1 million on a condo and you don't have washer dryer in unit. That is a pretty nice balcony though, I gotta say. How much is this? $775,000. Is this a good deal? Is this not a good deal? You guys can let me know what you think. This condo sold for $665 back in 2014. This owner then tried to mark it up 20%. He's had to cut the price twice in the last 2 months. He's probably gonna have to cut the price more given the appreciation he was trying to lock in. You could rent this for $3,800 a month. I think this owner's probably gonna have to cut the price a bit more on this condo. Now, what if you were to rent in Manhattan? What if, you know, you're thinking about moving to New York City? What if you do live in New York City? What if you're looking to rent in Manhattan? This is a key point about Mamdani's policies, right? He's very much focused on freezing housing costs, freezing rent-stabilized rent. Going after landlords is kind of his MO, his policy platform. Well, one reason why is how expensive it is to rent. I mean, you just look here at all the different rentals here. One bed, one bath, $4,600 a month, folks. One bed, one bath. Let's take a look at this. One bed, one bath. Is this worth $4,600 a month? Don't tell me that's the kitchen. No, that's a wet bar. Or no, is that the kitchen? That can't be the kitchen. That might be the kitchen, everyone. That's the kitchen for $4,600 a month. That is crazy. You do have some nice big windows here in the bedroom. But yeah, folks, this is really where it becomes tough living in Manhattan, living in New York City. These rents just keep going up. $4,600 a month. How do people even afford that? If we go to data on ReVenture app, you can see we have rental rate data for Manhattan. And like I was showing you guys before, these rental figures just continue to march upward. They've more than doubled in the last 20 years. The home values, though, they've stayed relatively constant in Manhattan in the last 20 years. You can see home values since 2005 haven't really grown that much. So adjusted for inflation, folks, Manhattan's home prices are affordable. The fair home value is well above the actual home value, which is why we think at ReVenture App, it's actually a good place to buy right now if you have the money to do it, if you have the cash to do it. Our one-year forecast in Manhattan's plus 0.8%, so we think it's a stable market. But I'm curious, what do you guys think? I mean, is this even relatable for a lot of you out there? you know, looking at these prices and costs of buying in a market like Manhattan. And do you think Mamdani is going to have a positive or negative effect? Some people call him a socialist. Other people think he's a renegade who has some good ideas. I'm curious what you guys think. I'm also live right now, so I'm going to take some of your requests here on this topic, and we're going to get into it. What do you guys think about this? Let's see here. Let's open up the live stream here. We have one user saying that everyone is going to be moving to Long Island or New Jersey. You also have to buy a parking spot in a lot of those Brooklyn condos, and that runs you $40,000 to $50,000. That's a good point. Parking in New York City is crazy, everyone. You could buy a spot. Monthly parking is probably $400, $500 a month. This person's saying everyone's going to be moving out to Long Island or New Jersey. Gives a zip code 11554. So let's take a look here, folks. Let's do a little analysis. We have Manhattan here, New York County, and then we got Kings County, which is Brooklyn, Queens County, the Bronx, and Richmond County, which is Staten Island. This is New York City, the five-county New York City, five boroughs in New York City, right? Well, what a lot of people are thinking is that home buyers are going to head up to Westchester, which is to the north, Nassau County to the east on Long Island, Suffolk County to the east on Long Island, and then some of these counties, New Jersey, like Bergen County, Hudson County, Essex County. A lot of people are thinking that these areas are going to benefit. The question is, are we already seeing that in the data? Well, let's take a look at home sales, everyone. Let's look at home sales growth year over year on ReVenture app. In the last 12 months, data from Redfin, we could see in Westchester in September, sales were up 12% year over year. So we are seeing a boom in demand in Westchester County happen already. Like, that is undisputable. Westchester is a really strong housing market. For those of you that don't know, they call it the best Chester. It's actually where I grew up, just to the north of New York City. It's one of the nicest places to live in America. I mean, it's this like bucolic suburb where all the towns are really nice, and a lot of, you know, the schools are great, and you're probably 20 to 30 minute drive from New York City, or a 30 minute train ride depending on where you live. And so home sales in Westchester are up 12% in the last year. Home values in Westchester are also up 3% in the last year. So Westchester's still doing strong. If we look at the ReVenture app forecast for the next 12 months, we think Westchester's going to go up 7%. So this is where the forecasts come into play, everyone. If you're a home buyer, if you're an investor looking at buying in different sectors of the U.S. housing market, what is that 12-month forecast for your area? Because that 12-month forecast is going to really help influence whether it's a good or bad decision for you to buy a house right now and how much you should negotiate. And what this forecast says is, if you're looking in Westchester, we got a plus 6.7% forecast, folks. Look at it. We open the scorecard. It's a huge seller's market. There's very little inventory. DOM is normal. Price cuts are low. Buyers are still coming in. We have a plus 6.7% forecast in Westchester. And this is even before Mamdani gets elected. So we think Westchester is going to continue to do well. It's also benefiting from the salt cap. Trump raised the salt cap and the big, beautiful bill, so you can write off more of your property taxes now in New York. So ReVenture app is very bullish on Westchester County. ReVenture app is also bullish on some of these counties in New Jersey. If we look at Bergen County to the west, you know, Bergen County is right over the George Washington Bridge. We think values are going to go up 7%. In New Jersey in the next 12 months in Bergen County. We think they're going to go up 7% in Union County, 6% in Essex County. You can see our forecasts for New York City themselves are flat. So we have a roughly flat to plus 1% forecast in the New York City boroughs. Nassau County on Long Island, we have a plus 5% forecast. And these were trends that were kind of already existing. Maybe it is proof that there was already somewhat of like a mini exodus occurring. But like I showed you guys before, the sales volume in Manhattan is still holding up. Sales volume in New York, Manhattan was up 5.2% year over year in September. So there's no real sign of an exodus occurring yet in this market. You guys can let me know what you think. Would you ever buy a house, buy a condo in New York City? Looks like we got some new people joining ReVenture VIP as channel members. If you guys want to leave a chat or request here, join as a channel member. We got a request for a certain zip code here, 11554 from Imagine 916. 11554. Where is 11554? Should you buy? Should you sell here? East Meadow, New York. So this is Long Island, folks. Long Island, 11544. So you can see we actually have a mixed... I kind of have a mixed situation in some of these zip codes, but let's go to the forecast. Let's go to the ReVenture 12-month forecast. We have values projected to go up 5% in this zip code here on Long Island to the east of Manhattan, probably to the east of Manhattan by what, 40 miles or so. We think values are going to keep going up. This is still a seller's market. It's not quite as much of a seller's market as it was a year ago. It's decelerated a bit, but it's still a big seller's market. And let's see actually right now what you can get on Zillow in this zip code, because I think it's really interesting to look at these homes in New York. You know, I talk a lot on this channel about Sunbelt housing markets, Sunbelt real estate. I talk a lot about Texas and Florida and Tennessee and Arizona. But what about, you know, old school Northeast real estate? What can you buy right now in East Meadow, Long Island? You get a 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,700 square feet for $800,000. Now, they did do a $30,000 price cut, which is good. But is that $30,000 price cut going to really get you anywhere? You could see this house back in 1989 sold for $200,000. They 4X'd the price over the last 35 years, showing you how much the appreciation truly went up here in Long Island. Your monthly payment would be $5,200 a month for this house. You can see it has good bones, great windows here in the living room, good natural light. Also like the brick fireplace. Kitchen might need a little work though. This looks like a 1980s kitchen, maybe early 90s kitchen. No, that looks like a 1980s kitchen. So you're gonna have to spend $799 for this house and probably have to spend a little money renovating it, renovating that kitchen. I don't know if I would do that. However, you know, I don't know if I would do that personally. However, the data is very clear. Prices are still going to go up in this market here on Long Island because there's no inventory. We look at the number of homes for sale in this zip code, 43 homes for sale. Prior to the pandemic, there was 88 homes for sale. So inventory has been cut in half. What about days on market? How about DOM? You can see the DOM has gone up, but it's still well below where it was before the pandemic. So we have low DOM, low inventory, and let's go to the price cut rate. Price cut rate has actually dropped in September 2025 to its lowest level in 10 years. So this is the really interesting math, the really interesting data. You say to yourself, how could there be so much demand in Long Island for an $800,000 house that costs you $5,200 a month with a mortgage? How could there be so much demand for that house? But there is. There is still demand for that. And I think, you know, a lot of people should update their perspective on migration and where people are moving. Because I think I see a lot of people in the South and the Sun Belt, especially, they're still clutching to this idea that there's droves of people moving to the Sun Belt states like Florida and Texas and Tennessee and Arizona. And the reality is that, yes, there's still some people moving to those states, but it's not nearly what we saw 3 or 4 years ago. And the fact that Long Island's housing market is performing so well is proof, right? That people are kind of moving back to the Northeast. People are moving back to be closer with family. That's the trend we're seeing, and it's uplifting New York City metro real estate, tri-state area metro real estate, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey real estate. But of course, you guys can let me know what you think. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What are you seeing in your market? Well, we got some people here requesting in Florida. So let's take a look in Florida. The person who requested about that zip code in Long Island says, grew up there, can't afford it. My mom is still there, so looking to sell in the next year or so. Well, if you're looking to sell in that zip code, I would say it's a good time to sell. So get that house on the market. Get that house on the market so you can capture the profits. All right. We got some requests in Florida, Bergen County. Let's see. 07010 in Bergen County is a nice diverse area with easy commute. Does it make sense to buy something there and rent it out? Would New Yorkers move there? What do you think? All right, 07, what is it, folks? 0710, I got to remember these zip codes. 07010, Bergen County, New Jersey. For those of you that don't know, if you guys have ever been across the George Washington Bridge or seen the George Washington Bridge, that's right here. Bergen County is just over the bridge. And we could see, folks, oh boy, we got upward price forecasts here in and around all of Bergen County. You can see this request here was near Edgewater, plus 3.7% forecast the next 12 months. We can see if some downward forecast across the river in Harlem. But we still think values are going to go up in Bergen County in New Jersey. Could you buy a place and rent it out was the question. Now, I'd be a little more skeptical of that. Although this zip code is not bad. Cap rate of 5.4%. 5.4% cap rate is actually not bad for New York City Metro. Maybe you could buy a rental in this area. The cap rate data goes back 20 years. You can see 5.4% is one of the best cap rates we've seen in the last decade. It's actually well above the 10-year treasury yield. So I would say, yeah, maybe. Maybe you could buy a rental here in Bergen County and rent it out. The data seems to make some sense. If you are looking to do that, make sure to go to www.reventure.app, folks, at the end of this video. Sign up for a premium plan so you can access this cap rate data for yourself. You can access the forecast data for yourself so you can make a more informed decision. Let's see. Another person saying they know someone who just paid over $100,000 over asking in Bergen County. Yeah, there's still bidding wars, everyone. So while values are dropping, even crashing in parts of Florida, there's still bidding wars, literally bidding wars, in and around Manhattan. Maybe the Mamdani effect is starting to take place. Maybe we are seeing some people who make over $1 million flow into New Jersey and Westchester. Maybe that could already be starting to occur. But we actually had an interesting request, folks. We had someone from Florida have a request. So this is the interesting narrative, right? Is Mamdani getting elected going to cause a mass exodus, right? Are we going to see New York's wealthy fleeing to Florida if Mamdani gets elected? This is the narrative I see some people spinning. Increasingly, they're saying West Palm Beach might do well. If Mamdani gets elected, the wealthy and elite from New York City, Manhattan will move down to West Palm Beach is the narrative. Is that happening? Will that happen in the future? Well, let's look at some of the data. Florida, 32148. I'm planning to buy this lot. What are your thoughts in this area? 32148. Let's take a look going down to Florida. New York and Florida, everyone, they're kind of sister states in a way. They're so different from each other. But then also, they're so related to each other in a certain way as well. 32148, everyone. 32148. Okay, this is in, where is this? This is Interlaken. So where is Interlaken? Interlaken is in a metro called Palatka in Florida. So this is kind of interesting. This is kind of the middle of Florida. So this is what I call like the deep South Florida. So if you go down to, southern Florida, like Tampa or Miami, it's a very different vibe. But if you go up to northern Florida, you could see it's actually like very similar to the South, like very similar to Alabama, very similar to Georgia. 32148. Well, you get a 7.5% cap rate if you bought in this area. Home values are pretty cheap. But where are prices heading in the next 12 months? Where are prices heading in the next 12 months? We think values here are going to drop 1.3%. So we have negative forecasts all over the Florida housing market on Reventure app. We think it's a great time to buy in Florida right now. Prices dropping all over the place. This area actually isn't forecast to drop by as much, has a minus 1.3% forecast, 32148 Putnam County. It's becoming more of a buyer's market, but it's not yet a crashing market. So, you could buy in this area. You could definitely negotiate with sellers. It's definitely become more favorable for you to buy. However, don't expect that you can get a 40% discount or a 30% discount here because we still think values are only going to drop about 1% in the next year here in Florida. What about, they gave the specific address here in Interlaken. It's going for $12,000. So this is a lot for $12,000. Well, I assume you're going to build on it. Is that right? If you're going to buy the lot for $12,000, are you going to build on the lot? The good news, if you buy a lot for $12,000, you could build on it. Assuming you don't go crazy with the house you build, your all-in basis can be fairly affordable. The way I would personally look at it, are you building your dream home or are you going to build an investment property, right? Are you going to build a dream home or an investment property is like how I would think about it. If I'm building my dream home, I don't know if I would do it on a $12,000 lot. Like it depends how big it is. One thing you probably don't want to do is buy a lot for $12,000 and then over improve it and spend too much on the construction. He says it's a dream home. All right, fair enough. Maybe it's some land, maybe you got some space, maybe a more rural area. I would just be cautious of over improving it. So, it's probably not so wise to buy a $12,000 lot and then spend $600,000 on the construction of the house, right? That's something where you'd be like over improving the house. But I think with that cost basis at $12,000, you build a fairly affordable house, you can get it in at a great basis and probably make some money in the long run on the appreciation there. We got another person who just joined Reventure VIP, but while we're at it, folks, this is a New York video. But let's do a little update on Florida. Why don't we? What's going on in Florida's housing market right now? This was, the state that everyone moved to, right? Everyone moved from New York to Florida during the pandemic, right? Well, what's going on with these housing markets today? Florida in the last 12 months is down 5.3%, getting more affordable. New York State is still up 3.9%. That's interesting, right? So New York as a state is still going up 4% a year. Florida's going down 5% a year. So New York is outperforming Florida by 9% in relative terms on appreciation right now. So New York, in terms of strength of its housing market, pulling ahead of Florida, it's pulled ahead of Florida the last 2 years. I think it will continue to pull ahead of Florida the next 2 years, even if Mamdani gets elected. I don't think we're going to see a mass exodus. I think we'll see some people leave. Maybe we'll see some people go to Palm Beach County. You know, this is the one area in Florida where the rich people go. Well, Palm Beach County is down 6% in the last 12 months. Palm Beach County is already down 6%. So this is an area that's already correcting. I mean, it needs some buyers to come in. The buyer demand here in Palm Beach County has dropped by quite a bit. Where is the forecast heading the next 12 months? ReVenture app is a -4% forecast for Palm Beach County the next 12 months. Maybe that's actually improved a little bit in recent months. Maybe, let's see here. Has it improved? It bottomed at 35 out of 100, our score. Now it's at 36. So it's improved a little bit. Well, but we still are seeing downward prices all across Florida, which is good news if you're a buyer in these markets. Good news if you're a buyer in these markets. Again, folks, I'm on my live stream right now. We're talking about New York real estate. We're talking about Florida real estate. We're talking about the new mayor of New York City, Mamdani. Is he going to be good for the city? Is he going to be bad for the city? One interesting thing about it, I was actually thinking about everyone, is like a lot of people are convinced that Mamdani getting elected is going to lead to just another exodus, right? That's the prevailing narrative. And it makes sense among people who make over $1 million. Like, I think we'll see some people who make over $1 million leave. But one thing I don't see anyone else talking about is that Mamdani getting elected will probably attract a lot of people to New York City. It's not going to be millionaires, but a lot of young people really like Mamdani. Like a lot of Gen Z, especially, really like him. They're excited by him. I wouldn't be surprised if we see the rental market in New York City go crazy if Mamdani gets elected, promises free rent. I think we're going to probably see a lot of 22 to 32-year-olds move to New York City and get roommates and just want to be part of whatever is going on there. That's something that not a lot of people are talking about, but I think also could happen here in the next couple of years. And I just want to show you guys, actually, if you're a home buyer and investor, how to do analysis for your local housing market, right? So we have data on ReVenture app for all 50 states. All 50 states. And the first thing you all should do, right, if you're gonna like buy a home or you're gonna sell a home or you're looking at buying an investment property, what are the metrics that will be most helpful to you? Well, the first one here is this home price forecast on the left. It's the home price forecast over the next 12 months for your area. Now, I'm showing you the state home price forecast, and this is a premium feature, actually. So I'm giving you a bit of a peek behind the curtain. I'm showing you the state level price forecasts here. But what you really want to do is dig into the zip code price forecast, right? Because if we go down to an area like Miami, right, where again, a lot of people are saying, oh, is Miami going to have a big exodus? Or is Miami going to have a big inflow from the New York City exodus? Well, dig into the data. Are we seeing that happen already? What are the forecasts for your zip code? You can see parts of Miami, folks, we think are going to drop 10% in the next year. Parts of Miami we have going down 10% in the next year. It's gone from a complete seller's market to a complete buyer's market. The inventory is just surging through the roof. Look at this. 26 homes for sale 2 years ago, 97 homes for sale today. If you're a buyer, that's great for you. If you're a buyer, you love seeing this -10% downward forecast. It means you have negotiating leverage. It means you have negotiating power. It means you can get in there and you can buy a house, right? And maybe 15, 20% below asking price in some cases if you make enough offers. Make offers ahead of the market. You know, sellers in a market like this that are a -9.5% forecast, they will be willing to negotiate. If you make enough offers and find the right seller, you know, they know what's going on deep down. So, often the sellers, they don't want to tell you up front. They don't want to tell you up front that they're going to cut the price, right? A lot of still overpriced listings. But when you see these big downward forecasts, if you're a home buyer investor in the next couple of months, you're going to want to access this forecast for your area so you can understand how much to offer. Now, again, if we go back up to New York, right? Let's go back up to New York and look at some of these forecasts. Look at how different. First of all, just appreciate how big the New York Metro is. It includes Long Island, Manhattan, New Jersey. It also includes Westchester County. We still have some downward forecasts in and around New York City, but pretty much everywhere else is a wall of red. Everywhere else is a big upward forecast. And that suggests like the opposite mentality if you're a buyer. An upward forecast if you're a buyer is not so good news for you. It means that you don't have negotiating leverage. It means that there are going to probably be multiple offers if it's a good house that's reasonably priced. It means that you're not going to gain a whole lot by waiting to buy in an area in red here. If you wanted to wait a year and see, like, next year, how's it going to look in New Jersey? It's likely going to be more expensive than it is today. So that's why understanding this 12-month forecast is so important, regardless if you're in New York, regardless if you're in Florida or California or any other state, Texas, Tennessee, Arizona, Nevada. Understand this 12-month forecast for your area so you can make a more informed decision in terms of buying a house. And of course, everyone, Reventure App is the program that I developed to help you all do that. We actually just passed the 2-year anniversary here at Reventure App. We launched October 19th, 2023. And since we launched, everyone, we've had over 1 million unique users go to Reventure App. I was just looking at the data the other day in our analytics platform. Over 1 million home buyers and investors have gone to Reventure App and used the data. Nearly 200,000 people have signed up for the free basic account where you can access home value and inventory trends in your market for free. And we have nearly 5,000 premium members right now. 5,000 premium members, a lot of home buyers, a lot of investors. And so, if you are a serious home buyer and investor, I'd really encourage you to go to www.reventure.app right now. Sign up for a premium plan. That premium plan is really going to help you make a better decision in terms of buying a house. You can see here the benefits of the premium plan on the screen in front of you. You can track home prices in every zip code, identify overvalued and undervalued markets. Access our 1-year price forecast in your zip code, know where the market is heading. Also, access our full suite of market trend metrics, inventory, price cut percentage, days on market, and home sales to help you become the master of your local market, all for only $49 a month. While that might sound expensive to some of you, if you're an active home buyer thinking of spending anywhere from $3,000 to $700,000 on a house, it's a really small percentage of the cost of buying and can save you a lot more. So head to www.reventure.app right now, everyone. That's the program I used